Right, it's McKayson. Time for another Dutch Fire podcast. So it's Dutch Fire. This episode will be reviewing WWE WrestleMania 3. This is the 30th WrestleMania event produced by WWE World Wrestling Entertainment. It took place on March 29, 1987 at the Pontiac Silverdome in Pontiac, Michigan. And this is the most notable, biggest WrestleMania like ever for years. This was just amazing. It's notable due to WWE claiming a record of 93,173 and the largest recorded attendance of a live on-air event in North America at the time. I mean, this was just, wow. This is like the pinnacle of the 80s wrestling boom. It's one of the most watched events ever, the biggest WrestleMania ever, one of the biggest WrestleManias ever. Still holds up to this day. One of the greatest matches in the history of wrestling on it. The biggest hype main event of all time. I mean, this was just wow. Two thumbs up from start to finish. But I haven't even gotten into it yet, but it's just crazy. I mean, it's just amazing. All right, first, the tag team match. Can-Am Connection, Rick Martel and Tom Zink defeated the Cowboy Bob Orton and Magnificent Don Morocco with Mr. Fuji in an awesome match. Fast paced, very well thought out. It was just really well done. This is great wrestling. This is amazing. Singles match. Billy Jack Haynes fought Hercules with Bobby the Brain Heenan to a double count out. And then this was the Battle of the Full Nelson. And then after the match, Hercules got his chain and knocked out Billy Jack Haynes when he was bleeding all over the place after Bobby the Brain Heenan distracted him. This was just really, really good. The Battle of the Full Nelsons. A pretty good power big man match. In a six-man tag team match, Haiti Kid, Hillbilly Jim, and Little Beaver defeated King Kong Bundy, Little Tokyo, and Little Book by disqualification after King Kong Bundy dropped that elbow drop on the little person wrestler, Little Beaver, and then the other little people and Hillbilly Jim went after Bundy, which was great. I mean, and Bobby Uecker on commentary was hilarious. I mean, this is great. The loser must bow match for the kingship of WWE. The King, Harley Race, Bobby the Brain Heenan, the Queen, the Fabulous Moolah defeated the Junkyard Dog to retain the crown. Then Junkyard Dog bowed to him. Then he grabbed the chair and knocked him out and took the cape and ran off with it. Pretty fun match, but Harley Race is just getting knocked around the whole time, but it was good. In a tag team match, the Dream Team, Brutus Barber Beefcake and Greg the Hammer Valentine, with Dino Bravo and Johnny Valiant, defeated the Rougeau Brothers, Chuck and Raymond Rougeau. Pretty solid tag team match, and then it ended up Brutus Beefcake being left behind after Dino Bravo interfered, and he was trying to tell the refs, and then Bravo would replace him in the Dream Team, and that like Brutus stayed with the Rougeaus. So it was basically a Brutus Beefcake face turn match. Then they played in the next match with the Hair vs. Hair match. Roddy Piper defeated Adorable Adrian Adonis with Jimmy Hart in an awesome match. The crowd was way into this. The crowd was nuts during this whole match. Piper just kept beating around. Adrian is knocking him around. It was just fun to watch. Then he's beating up Mouth of the South, too. Then Adrian Adonis had beat. Then Brutus revived him, and then he put him in a sleeper, and then he ended up beating Adrian. And he shaved his head, and Adonis went after him. This was just fun to watch. Then they had a six-man tag team match. Dangerous Danny Davis and the Hart Foundation, Bret Hitman Hart, Jim the Anvil Neidhart, Jimmy Mouse South Hart, defeated the British Bulldogs, Davey Boy Smith and Dynamite Kid, and Tito Santana. An awesome match. This was just great. Like, Danny Davis would just come in, do two little kicks, and then just walk back out, because he was like the referee who turned bad, and he made him into a wrestler. And he was all cocky, and he's doing like punches and kicks. Then they caught him, and then the British Bulldogs beat him up, and then decided not to pin him, and then it ended up being chaos, and then Jimmy Hart doing his megaphone, they knocked out Dynamite Kid with it, and Danny Davis fell on him and won, and they had to carry him out even though he was the winner. Fun stuff. In the singles match, Butch Reed with Slick defeated Coco Beware. It was just alright, but it ended up with Butch Reed winning, and then T.F. Santana came in, and double-teamed Butch Reed, and T.F. Santana beat up Slick, which for some reason they carried on their storyline. So that's who T.O. was going to be fighting going forward, I guess. In a singles match, WWE Intercontinental Championship, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat with George Animal Steel defeated the Macho Man Randy Savage and Miss Elizabeth in one of the greatest matches of all time. This is literally one of the greatest wrestling matches like ever. Still holds up to this day. Easily the best WWE match of the 80s. This was just unbelievable. They were on a whole nother level than everybody else in the show. This was one of the 10 greatest matches in wrestling history, maybe the top five match, maybe a top two match. I mean, seriously, this is one of the two best matches in WrestleMania history. I mean, seriously, this is the match that got everybody into wrestling. I mean, they were on a whole nother level than everybody else. This is just amazing. I highly recommend you watch this match. Two thumbs way up. In a singles match, Honky Tonk Man with Jimmy Mouth Southard defeated Jake the Snake Roberts with Alice Cooper in an entertaining match. I mean, Jake the Snake just was out for vendetta, and then Honky Tonk Man cheated to win after he kept knocking around Roberts, and Roberts made a comeback, and then he cheated to win. So then Honky Tonk Man ran off, and Jimmy Hart got captured by Jake, and then after he was trying to fight Alice Cooper, and Alice Cooper got the snake, and then they threw the snake on Jimmy Hart. Then Honky Tonk Man came back and rescued him, and they were like running for their lives from Jake the Snake Roberts and Alice Cooper. Fun as hell to watch. This was great. Then they had a tag team match. Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkoff with Slick defeated the Killer Bees, Bree Brian Bro, and Jumpin' Jumbo Joe after disqualification. After the Hacksaw Jim Duggan, who came out and interrupted the Russian national anthem earlier, hit Sheik with a 2x4 after chasing Volkoff around the ring with it. Pretty fun stuff. The crowd loved it, and they were all into Hacksaw, who was new to WWE at the time. And then they had the main event, the biggest, most hyped match in wrestling history. The singles match, WWE World Heavyweight Championship. The Immortal Hulk Hogan defeated Andre the Giant with Bobby the Brain Heenan in a match that was years in the making. Andre had been a good guy for years, and he's Hulk Hogan's best friend. He turned on him and wanted to fight him for the title. And then Hogan ended up beating him. The match was garbage, but overall historically significant, and especially when Hogan body slammed Andre. It was one of the biggest moments in wrestling history. And then he hit the leg drop and pinned him. Unreal. Two thumbs way up from the show. It's start to finish amazing. One of the two greatest WrestleManias ever. Peace out, peeps. Have a good one. Kingdom's podcast. Connor, send myself somewhere. I'm talking about the schedule. That's your name. Producers, Joe G's. Peace, peeps. Have a good one.